So we go into the coronavirus situation. Just community councillors, Lorraine, you got any comments?
Nope, nothing really, nope.
Jean?
Nope, none.
Elaine?
Well, I was just told a few minutes ago that there's a little upsurge in Aberfeldy again. So I don't know. I think we'll have to be very careful.
I see there's four on the website today, but that was the case at 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, I know of two that are awaiting their results, but are pretty sure that they have got it.
Yeah, yeah. So if there is a little upsurge, they'll show in a couple of days' time. So
yeah.
But I guess we all have to assume it's there all the time, and I think we all that we've all got it, and we shouldn't pass it on. So it doesn't change the equation that much. I'll look out to see if the figures change, though.
Okay.
And it's not associated with anything in particular, Elaine, do you think?
They don't seem to think so, no.
Okay. Who else have we got? Val?
No, nothing.
Jean?
No, nothing. I've just lost your picture. Wait, I don't know what I've done.
Have you got anything, John?
Just to say that I think the first cases of the new Omicron or whatever, however it is you pronounce it, are appearing in Tayside. So,
oh dear.
It's low numbers certainly, but there are a small number of cases, I believe, in NHS Tayside area. So.
Okay, thank you, John. Are you picking up anything while you're afield, Alistair?
Not really, apart from just what's been reported there. The thing that we're trying to establish at the moment, and this might be pertinent over the next few weeks, the event that is proposed to be going ahead in Aberfeldy is the Hogmanay celebration going ahead. I noticed I saw a post about trying to raise some funds for it. I've been trying to get in touch with Matt from Tayside, Pesher Sound and Light, but not getting any response. I'm just not on a negative point, but just if there are increases in cases, I just wonder what mitigating circumstances or mitigating actions are going to be put in place for that event.
Surely Perth and Kinross would cancel it.
You would think.
Well, it will certainly be. I'm not sure what stage any, you know, application for approval or whatever is at. I can certainly check, but
I think he's got all his approval.
That certainly, as I understood it, that the event was approved, but funding was obviously an issue. And I'm sure I read that they'd launched a crowdfunder for it. But I say we were just trying to get in touch with them to see what the current situation is, and I said we wouldn't report it in a negative way. It was just to say if we are getting more instances happening, how really could that be controlled? I mean, I was at a concert last week, and I was still very, very wary, of people behaviour. And that's the thing that we can set out all the guidance, but it's how people react to that. So it was just a little concern from me as to how that was going to be managed as an event in Aberfeldy.
So I guess the thing that's in its favour, it's an outdoor event. So it's probably no different to a football game or whatever. And the cases in Aberfeldy, you know, are as low as at the well. We don't know if there has been an upsurge in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. The figures on the website are lower than they have been for most of this year.
But people will be visiting. It's an outside event. I mean, that's a bit that would concern me. People coming from other. If this is one of the events that's on in the area, people may travel to it, and what community spread might be from. An event like that, whilst it is outside, people will still have somewhere have to stay, somewhere to eat, etc. during that time that they're there. So, it was just a concern as to what was going to be put in place for prevention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll hear about that in due course. If there's,
I'll ask Matt and just see if I can get comfort from what he's.
Yeah, we put a couple of emails, a couple of calls for him, but he's not responded. Yeah. So again, it was just to lay the lie of the of the facts on it, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Alistair. Pat or Bill, do you have any observations on the COVID situation in Aberfeldy just now?
Not from me. Just keeping careful where I go and do what I do.
Yeah.
I keep a fairly close eye on things, and we are very well placed at the moment. But as if you look at the figures for per city, quite pronounced spikes, I presume, will be one event where a number of people have caught it. And I guess one person in the crowd to be moving around who's infectious, and we could be in the same boat very easily. So we need to keep cautious.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Is that all we've got on coronavirus?